we'd be going to charities. There's a place called Nora's House where they feed people who are patients for kidney transplants, which, you know, that's another group that I'm a part of. I would take this group and we would go do an activity with them. You guys really want to develop relationships? There's so many things you can do in these Facebook groups. Why? Because you can communicate with them very, very easily, right? So what, I have 263 members in this group. I know quite a few of them. I would say I know over 200 of the 263 members. Two of them are brand new. They just got added to the group. So this is my group. I run it. It's not for referrals or anything, but I do get a lot of help out of there in my marketing. I run a weight loss group. I got 113 people in there, and we sometimes we do a weight loss challenge, 10 pounds in 10 days. Okay, that's another group that I have in there. I know pretty much everybody, those 113 people, believe it or not. Not face-to-face, but I know them through Facebook. We've interacted. Okay, so I went looking for referral groups. Here's one. I actually know this guy. He's a sales trainer. But this group is, I don't know where they're at. I think they're out in California. Do you know? Yeah, is it? Okay. This group's got 700 members. All right. Here's another group. The Utah Conscious Business. Okay, that's kind of weird. Right, to be honest with you. Utah is a bunch of Mormons, but he's got a Buddhist quote up here. I just think it's kind of weird, you know? Utah Conscious Business Networking Group. So these are all the guys that are like, ah, da, 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 right? But they got 755 members, right? 755 members. All right, if they can form a really good and active conscious business group in Mormon land, I mean, you guys can do it wherever you're at and find people who are, you know, in your niche, right? Okay, so I just want to say, I can't underscore just how powerful this one strategy is. So I want someone to tell me, when they go home, what are the steps? Some of you have already thought through the steps of what you're going to do this. I want someone to share with the group what their plan is in their mind already. Yes. Yell loud.
I'm going to start a Mennonite business owners group.
Perfect. Boom! With a push of a button. That's how easy it is, folks. And then you find the little nice graphic. If it's Mennonite, I would put a, like a little creed up there on what you believe. And now, if you're a, where are you from? Okay. Do you plan on having it local or nationwide? Okay. So, if you were a business person and you were Mennonite, would you want to be a part of that group? Yeah. Heck yeah, you would be. Right? If I was Mennonite, I was a business person, I'd sign up that group. I wouldn't even know who started it, but I want to be a member of it. Right? Affinity, folks. Affinity. Community. Affinity. Community. Right? The name of your own hometown is Affinity. So if you put, like, let's see, what's your hometown?
Panama.
What is it?
Panama City.
Panama City. So if you put, like, Panama City Referral Networking Group, who are you going to attract to that group? People who live in Panama City, people who are usually some type of entrepreneur or business owner, right? And people who own a business whose referrals are important for. You're just going to naturally attract people in that group. So you start off, how would you start off? Let's think about it. Let's brainstorm. How would you start that group? After you push the button and put the graphic up there.
Start looking for local companies that are on Facebook already, finding out who those owners are or staff members.
Okay, let's say you went to the categories of good.